Scripture says of Jesus, "The world never recognized the Son. He was in the world, but the world did not know who he was." This is why John the Baptist said, "There is one among you whom you do not recognize, the strap of whose sandal I am not worthy to unfasten." Then the sky opened, and the Holy Spirit descended upon Jesus like a dove, as a voice from heaven said, "This is my Son, my beloved." The only time the Father speaks is to tell the world who Jesus is and where to find him. "This is my Son, my beloved." This is the evangelization of the Heavenly Father, to tell the world where Jesus is, that all may come to him. Where is he now, that all may come to him? Pope John Paul II answers this question when he tells us where Christ is on earth today. "It is in the Blessed Sacrament," the Pope says, "that these gentle words are fully verified. Come to me, all you who are weary and find life burdensome, and I will refresh you." The Pope asks mankind, "Where are you going?" Then he continues to say, "With this question in your hearts, I hope that you find the answer at the feet of Christ in the Blessed Sacrament." With the same conviction as Peter, who said, "Lord, to whom shall we go?" the Pope says, "Let us kneel today before the Blessed Sacrament of the altar and renew our profession of faith in the real presence of Christ." Jesus told Peter, "It was the Father who revealed his true identity to him." The true identity of Jesus today is found in the Eucharist. "I myself am the living bread." The Father continues to reveal the true identity of his Son in the Eucharist. "The Father who sent me bears witness to me himself." Because the Father wants the whole world to come to his Son, the Father speaks to the heart of every man of the real presence of Jesus in the Blessed Sacrament. This is what Jesus meant at his Eucharistic discourse when he said, "They will all be taught by God, and everyone who has heard the Father and learned from him comes to me." "Father, I want those you have given me to be with me where I am." "No one comes to me," Jesus said, "unless the Father who sent me draws him." This means every step one takes to come to Jesus in the Blessed Sacrament, one is being drawn there by the Father's grace. "He who gives me glory is the Father." The Father loves the Son and has given everything over to him. "All the Father has belongs to me," Jesus said, "and all the Father gives me shall come to me." Thus the message, the meaning and the mission of the Father's evangelization is to draw all mankind to the heart of his beloved Son in the Blessed Sacrament. This is the Father accomplishing his work, bringing all humanity to his Son in the Eucharist. Pope John Paul II asks us to pray with him for the new evangelization that the whole world needs. The Pope explains, "New for the explicit and deep reference to the Eucharist as the center and root of Christian life." He says the Eucharist is indeed the source and summit of all evangelization. It is the horizon and the goal of all the proclamation of the gospel. This is why the Pope says, "Jesus himself is the good news, and the good news is directed to clinging to him as Lord and Savior. Coming in prayer into the presence of Jesus in order to develop a personal relationship with him as Lord and Savior is called Eucharistic adoration." The Pope says, "Everyone is called to grow spiritually in intimate union with Christ, who calls each one personally by name." Eucharistic adoration is a personal encounter with Jesus. For this reason, the Pope says, "It is urgent that the new evangelization encourages the search for Jesus himself in Eucharistic adoration. Remaining in silence before the Blessed Sacrament, it is Christ, totally and really present, whom we discern, whom we adore, and with whom we are in contact. The gospel is not complicated, but simple. This is why Jesus praised his Father, 'What you have hidden from the learned and the clever, you have revealed to the merest children.' Then he simply said, 'Come to me, all you.'" The Pope says it is from his Eucharistic dwelling that Jesus repeats to each man and to each woman, "Come to me." The Pope emphasizes the inclusion of each man and each woman because what the disciples said in the Gospel is meant for all humanity. You have nothing to fear from him. Get up. He is calling you. The Gospel is God's love letter to man, calling us to himself, love personified, as on every page, the Gospel leads us to the Word made flesh, dwelling among us in the Eucharist. To make it easy for everyone to come to Jesus in the Eucharist, the Pope encourages the practice of perpetual adoration with permanent exposition. A chapel always open is a sign of the open arms of the Father, like the Father in the parable of the prodigal son, just waiting with outstretched arms for everyone. The Pope says, the entire mission of the Church is directed to fellowship with the Father and with his Son, Jesus Christ. Going to the chapel to be in the presence of Christ is coming into the arms of the Father. Believe me that I am in the Father and the Father is in me. As pilgrims on the path of time, the whole of life, the Pope says, is like a great pilgrimage, for it is a journey to the Father's house. There we discover anew each day, in the presence of the Blessed Sacrament, the new and everlasting covenant that God is love. It is a covenant open to all peoples in view of the great eschatological banquet foretold in the Gospel, the Pope says. God sends his servants out to invite all to the wedding feast because he wants his banquet hall full. The Pope says because the Eucharist is the Father's greatest gift, the love of Christ compels us to make known and loved the Father's gift to everyone. Yes, God so loved the world that he gave his only Son. Adoration is appreciation to the Father for the gift of his Son. Jesus said, "It is my Father who gives you the real heavenly bread." The image of Abraham willing to sacrifice Isaac only begins to describe this gift of the Father's love. This is because the Eucharist comes from the Father's sacrifice of his only Son. The Eucharist is the glory of an only Son, coming from the Father, filled with enduring love. The Pope says the Eucharist is in itself a missionary event. As the living bread come down from heaven, the Eucharist is the sacrament of God, always going in search of man. The Eucharist is Jesus, reaching out to humanity directly. I myself will pasture my sheep. I myself will give them rest. The lost I will seek out. The strayed I will bring back. The injured I will bind up. The sick I will heal. The Pope says, here in the Blessed Sacrament, it is the person of Christ who welcomes man afflicted by difficulties and consoles him with the warmth of his understanding and love. The Pope stresses, in the Eucharistic mystery, the Risen One, in fact, has wished to continue dwelling in our midst so that every human being can know his true name and experience his boundless mercy. This is new evangelization. In the eternal now of God, it is the Father calling all of his children to come into the Eucharistic embrace of his divine Son, that all may be one. The Pope says, each of you must be a fervent witness to Christ's presence in the Blessed Sacrament. Through each of us, the witness of perpetual adoration is the Father saying to the world today, this is my Son, my beloved. By our witness, the true identity of his Son and where to find him is revealed. Like the Holy Spirit, who gave witness to the presence of Jesus at the Jordan by descending upon him in the form of a dove, through perpetual adoration, each of us give witness to him by surrounding him with an unbroken chain of love. He who loves me, Jesus said, will be loved by my Father. The Father loves me for this. I lay down my life. Adoration is appreciation to Jesus for all he has done for our salvation. Through the love and appreciation given to the Lord in perpetual adoration, he is never left alone. The chapel is always open, and together as a people of God, we give witness to the world that Jesus, the risen Savior, is really there. Adoration is witnessing to Jesus. The prophetic spirit proves itself by witnessing to Jesus. Jesus said, "Whoever acknowledges me before men, I will acknowledge before my Father in heaven." Eucharistic evangelization is a divine love call for all humanity to come to Jesus himself in the Blessed Sacrament. Everybody is looking for you, Peter told Jesus. Evangelization is telling everybody where Jesus is today, truly present in the Blessed Sacrament. As the friends of Jesus in the Gospel were called to tell the world that he had risen, we are called to tell everyone where the risen Savior dwells. The Pope says, the Eucharistic mystery is in fact the summit of evangelization, for it is the most eminent testimony to Christ's resurrection. Here, as in no other place on earth, we hear the Lord say once more, do not fear, I have overcome the world. The resurrection of Jesus is the definitive seal of all of God's promises, for by his resurrection he opens the way to when man's pilgrimage will come to an end and God will be all in all. The Pope says, Christianity is not static and cannot be reduced to doctrine or mere principles, because the person of Christ as the center of Christianity is alive, and his Eucharistic presence is dynamically active in renewing us and the cosmos. In the risen Christ, all creation rises to new life, as the very presence of the risen Christ among us means, now I am making the whole of creation new. At the dawn of a new millennium, Christians should look to the future. The Pope says, as he exclaims that new evangelization is the good news proclaiming the Eucharist as the risen one who is worthy of our trust to make all things new.